This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's see. Let's go to the hotline and welcome in everyone's favorite boner, John Senning. Hey, John.
Hey, Will. How you doing, buddy? What a treat.
I'm good, man. You texted us just before, said you wanted to test some things out, and I said, what a perfect day to do that because I'm in here by myself. It's nice to have somebody to talk to. And why not my favorite person, John Senning?
Dude, that goes both ways, man. I wish I would have had the full broadcast set up because then you and I could have just... raw dogged it all night. But yes, I am. I'm in full pirate gear out here at Duffy's Sports Grill this evening, giving away Buccaneers tickets to the game on Sunday, courtesy of Miller Lite.
So I saw that outfit, and that's a phenomenal, phenomenal get up there. Is that something that you made, or did you buy that?
It is important to note that it was pretty much like, hey, we want you to do this, but you have to put it together yourself. So it is an original piece. I will give all glory to my wife, Danielle, who was really the brains behind it. She got the pieces, put it together, and then I just am wearing it. So, yes, we did put this together in-house.
Was it like an Amazon.com kind of piece together, or did you go to Party Cities? Like, what was the process?
Pretty much. I appreciate your quest for information because it's a little bit of everything. I think some of it came from Amazon, and then, like, the orange was really kind of the, where we took some liberties with the whole idea. So I think this sachet, what is this thing called? You saw the picture. What's the thing that goes around your waist?
Is it a sash? Yeah, I think sash. That sounds right.
A sash, yeah. So it's the sash, I think, was an Amazon. And then really where things got intense was I thought it was going to be important to have the orange on the shirt with the strings. Got a bunch of strings. None of them fit through the holes. Turned into a whole debacle. We ripped a shirt trying to fit the holes through. So my wife actually, like, wove yarn into a string to put through this. So it was a whole thing. Well, it's a labor of love.
Truly, that is intense. It does look really good. It's kind of like Bizarro Bucko Bruce in a way. You know,
like
Mario had Wario. It was like his evil brother. Yeah. This one, it's got the all black with a little bit of orange.
And that's the thing. I wanted to, take some liberties and kind of make it my interpretation of Bucko Bruce to celebrate Creamsicle Week. And yes, again, we're at Duffy's Sports Grill. It's right off of, I'm looking at 275 on Dale Mabry, right as if you were going up to Raymond James. I can see the glow of 2001 in the distance, and we will be here till 10, and we are registering people to win tickets to the Creamsicle game on Sunday versus the Lions. And we're going to draw a winner like around 9:50. So it's going well. I feel kind of like, I don't know, man. It's weird the people that have no idea what we're doing or what we're here because it's like I'm feeling a little bit almost like a sad Santa Claus in some situations.
Yeah, like a man dressed as a pirate a few weeks before
it
Halloween.
It is, Will. And I mean, the thing is I got to keep it 100. And I mean, those moments when you're dressed like this in public, like it's not all going to be all good all the time, okay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as you just got to look confident and fake it till you make it, that sort of thing.
That's the thing. That's all I can do.
John, let me ask you this. I mean, I know where your allegiances lie, but I know that you are from the Michigan area and that you have a soft spot for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like what's your mindset going into this week?
So, and I appreciate you asking, and it's something that I've thought a lot about. I am very, very big on sports being a big part of, like, community. And I feel like when you root for your team, you root for your city, you put your city on your back. And I am I'm Tampa through and through. This is my home. I don't have any plans on leaving here. I also do have much, much love for the state that, raised me, which is Michigan. And I am very, very happy for what's going on with them and the success. And it's awesome to see people who have never had a winning team ever be able to support the team and have a winning team and hopefully good things happen for them. But when it comes to Sunday and when it comes to my overall vibe, I am a Bucs fan. And I think the Bucs are going to pull it out on Sunday, and I'm rooting for the Bucs wholeheartedly.
That's tough. I mean, that's a great way to look at it. And I think that if I ever ended up in another city in a situation where I was on air in another city, I would adopt that team for sure. But I think on Sundays, I think no matter what, I'd still have my Bucs gear on, at least try to hide it. It'd be tough.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough. I mean, I will tell you this, too, to give you a peek behind the man. I am so much more into football. You know, I mean, I've been here now for, I mean, I got here and I'm not very good at math, but we got here in 2006. So, I mean, I've been in Florida now, you know, for damn near 20 years. And my football fandom, you know, really began once I was already here. So it's weird in the sense of maybe it was because the team that was there never won a game that I can ever remember watching. But just, you know, my dad wasn't into football. We weren't a big football family. So I feel pretty strongly about the Bucs. And again, for the people of Michigan and the people of Detroit, it's awesome. And then I think the city needs it and I'm happy for them. But, you know, I feel pretty rooted in my love for the Bucs. And I don't know what would happen if I went anywhere else. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to ride with the Bucs.
True that. Now, is there any fear of, I don't know, that this hot start that just history of Detroit, that you just feel like it's going to go downhill at a certain point?
I think everybody's got that. I mean, I think everybody has got a little bit of that in them. I mean, it's just those bounces of the balls that have always went the other way are just now, you know, not going that way. When you watch their games, you watch the game against the Packers a couple weeks ago, and, you know, the Packers had a real quick drive and scored a touchdown. And I think every Detroit fan deep down goes, okay, here's where it happens. But it just seems now they're taking them the other way and keeping the pressure on. Even last week, that game against the Panthers, it looked like maybe they were going to get in it. And I don't know. I do think this is a different team, and I think they are headed deep into the playoffs. So.
Yeah. I mean, the NFC, the time is right to strike, certainly. But, of course, we're rooting for the Buccaneers this weekend. Are you going to be at the game on Sunday?
I will be at the game, yeah. So you've got a chance tonight at Duffy's Sports Grill. And then tomorrow, Drew Garabo Live will be live from Miller's Ale House, the one over on International by the International Mall. And we're going to have another pair of tickets there. And these are all on the Miller Lite fan deck and will be on the Miller Lite fan deck as well on Sunday. So if you win tickets, not only do you win, but you also be stuck near me.
Oh, people will love that. That's for sure. You give good hugs. That's for sure.
I try, especially after it's supposed to be a little chilly, but especially after I've been sweating all day. I give a real moist hug.
Yeah, I've heard that you're famous for that.
Yep.
In the past few weeks.
The old wet sending hug.
That's right. So you got that. That's fun. And what's up with the, I saw you posting about the, I know that you're a bourbon guy too, the Mike Allstott Family Foundation Yellowstone. Did you get to try that yet?
Yeah, no, I did not get to try it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, that's going down Saturday morning. And it is really, I haven't done tons of stuff, honestly, like as a whole out and about. And in this week, I've probably done as much as I've done up until this point. So yeah, Saturday morning at Liquor Depot on Waters, Mike Allstott Family Foundation and Liquor Depot partnered up. I know Trey from Liquor Depot and Mike went up to, is it Long Branch or Lime Branch Distillery?
Lime Branch, I think.
Where Yellowstone, where they have the Yellowstone barrels and picked out a barrel. All the proceeds are going to the Mike Allstott Family Foundation, and that's going to happen Saturday morning. So I'll try and snag one for you, Big Willie.
I'd love that. I enjoyed the one that I got from the last Liquor Depot drop. They did one. It was phenomenal. I just polished that one off.
Trey's the man over there. They got a good thing going over there.
Yeah, I try to slide into his DMs from time to time just to say hello, but he doesn't know who I am. I think I told you that the only thing I'm really jealous of is that you're friends with Mike Allstott. Out of this whole business, yeah. I don't really care about anybody else. But yeah. That's one of those things where I'm like, I can't believe that John's friends with Mike Allstott. That's amazing.
It is really, really cool. I don't take that for granted. You know, especially looking back to when I met him just a few years ago when I was, you know, running a broadcast and things like that. And it's really cool to be able to call him a friend. He's a good dude, and excited that I get all the opportunities to work with him and be a part of the stuff that he's a part of so much. So.
Yeah, for sure, man. So where are you at? You're at Duffy's until 10 p.m.
I'm at Duffy's
tonight.
Sports Grill on Dale Mabry until 10 p.m. I am dressed as a pirate. We're giving away Bucks tickets. We're going to do the drawing at 9:50. You have to be present to win. So, yes, everybody come out here. I think I do have to go back inside because there's a line of people wanting to take pictures with me. So that's definitely what I'm looking forward to heading in and doing right now, because that's what I'm going to do.
Give those big sweaty hugs, my guy. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Dude, great talking to you, man.
You too, brother. Let's hang soon. Pour a drink.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Will.
Later, man.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.